like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It is.
Life of the Party. Uh-huh. Now, that could be anybody, but for our lady, Melissa McCarthy, we could have said, Kevin, just talk about Melissa McCarthy's latest film, because that's what it is.
And I'll tell you, I have not been a huge fan of the vehicles that she's had. And more often than not, I've not particularly liked them. I like her as an actress.
Yes.
I think she is an incredibly talented woman. It just seems to be the movie she's in, I don't tend to like. But it's not because of her, as opposed to some movies you see and you just don't like the actor or actress, and you're like, I don't like Tom Cruise, so you're not going to like whatever movie he's in.
Yep. She's going back to school.
Yes.
Middle-aged woman on the brink of divorce.
Unexpectedly.
For a husband who is upgrading. And she's going back to her alma mater where her daughter is a senior. And mom has a year to go.
Yep. Because she quit her degree with 3 years to have her daughter back 22 years before.
I'll tell you, it's one of the things I like about this film, Kevin. Some of her comedy has been so broad that I haven't completely liked her, or as much as I liked her in this one, because I don't think it was pushed as much as it ordinarily might be.
She came on so strong with Bridesmaids as that brash, obnoxious, foul-mouthed character, and then they made a whole bunch of movies about essentially that character.
You're right.
In this movie, my problem is the director, which is co-written by her and her husband, Ben Falcone. I think maybe I just don't like his stuff, because...
Well, neither Tammy nor the boss was terrific.
No, neither of them were very good. But this one's a very different character because she's more of that motherly, oh, sweet, oh, honey, darling, let me take care of you. And I get what they're doing with the movie. It was weird because all the jokes landed in the audience that we were in.
Yeah.
But I didn't like a lot of them. I thought they were either old jokes, like making jokes about Uber drivers and, about apps on iPhones. Or they were misplaced, or they were very random, and I thought it was weird they had a character in a Melissa McCarthy film. They had the fat girl who always wanted to eat, which I'm like, well, that's kind of demonstrative, isn't it, at this point?
Daughter wasn't this typical snooty kid, like the enemy in this film, which is, she was really way too broad.
There are two bad girls in the movie.
Yeah, right.
The only two mean girls. Jerks in the entire college.
I know it. The daughter wasn't just... really off put by her mother. She was sometimes perplexed by her mother, but she
was awkward with her in the situations.
Yeah, it wasn't as broadly comic as I thought, and attempted to be. I thought it was more of a commonplace, humorous, awkward situation. So anyway, it worked for me because throughout it wasn't pushing it, except for the mean girls.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll agree with you. I think it was a good choice that they did something different. You would expect the comedy would be that the daughter hates her mom being at college, and that's the conflict.
That's
not the conflict. There's a lot more going on, and I think that was good that they didn't do that. I did, in fact, like that. I just didn't... there are just too many hurdles to get over. And why are they making a 45-year-old woman live in the dorms for her final year? And there's a whole bunch of, like...
Kevin, stop it. You cannot make those demands. A couple of outstanding set pieces, I thought.
Okay.
Well, the first one is when she gives her speech in class, because she has been so out there with the girls.
Yeah.
And so extroverted. It is really hard to believe she couldn't give a speech in front of a class.
I do like that they do an interesting little gender twist on this with the she's in college, and there's this... like college senior who likes her, and there's a relationship there, and it's not creepy, which is, that's always tough.
I thought it was one of the best gotchas moments in film when something is disclosed, which we will not disclose.
No.
And I thought it was ingenious because our audience went crazy when they found out that piece of information.
The audience liked the movie.
They
loved it.
And Kevin, the film is Life of the Party, starring Melissa McCarthy. I'm afraid to hear what you're going to, your judgment is going to be.
Well, this fellow American's giving it a C minus.
I always feel like a freshman when I'm at comedy. I'm going to offer a B. It's good McCarthy stuff. It's not a great comedy, but she surely is good.
Yeah. It gives McCarthyism a better name. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.